the Great, thanks to your friendly neighbourhood record store, Southbound Records.
And we say hello, Troy.
Oh, well, hello. How are you?
Good, thank you. What have you got in the shop today, shopkeep?
Well, looking around, there is so many things, isn't there?
Why? What a wonderful selection you have, metaphorically. Let's have a listen to some. What do you got? Hey, actually, you're in this. He's come into the studio. He's made the effort to come to the studio. Troy Ferguson for the From the Crate.
Yes.
The crate itself always contains wonderful gems and treats. What have you got for us today, Troy?
Well, I tailored them pretty much especially for you today.
Thank you.
Thank you
very much.
Are we going to start with this one?
Let's start with old Mr. Good-looking over there.
Now, most people have this. Well, a lot of people have this record. You have this record.
I have this record.
You have this record.
I don't know if I've got it on record, actually.
You don't?
Oh, I don't think I've got it on vinyl.
1973, in fact, February 73 it came out, wasn't it? Iggy and the Stooges, Raw Power, the third Stooges record. Now,
just the third Stooges record.
The third Stooges record.
Nothing wrong with that, pal.
Now, I was talking to John yesterday, and he was saying, oh, we're going to make sure that we don't play what? And I'm like saying, well, we don't really want to play Iggy's 1997 remix of it. Now, that has been the one which has been in print for 20 years now.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. There was the last version you could get of it was a double. It had the Dave Bowie mix, i.e. the original mix,
on one
of the discs, and on the other disc was the Iggy remix, which is basically just all the faders up, everything, just all the faders up
at
the top.
And yes.
Yeah. So I was really thrilled when Sundazed told us that they were pressing 1,000 of the original Dave Bowie mix.
There you go, Mouse, if you're listening. Just saying.
In bright red vinyl.
Heavy bright red vinyl.
And what they've done is they've also like made the sleeve pretty much exactly how it was when it came out in 73. Some of you would go, oh, Raw Power, that's the one that has the picture of Iggy leaning on the cover, and it also, printed on the cover, it says Iggy and the Stooges, Raw Power. Well, that's not initially how it was.
No, that was a record company's decision, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. So what we have here is how it originally came in the shrink wrap with a sticker with a dripping lettering saying Iggy.
Good font. Great font.
Iggy
didn't like it?
No.
Well, I mean,
he thought it was a joke against him.
What about the Stooges? Did they like the fact it just says Iggy on it?
I don't think they were thrilled, no.
No. I mean, they are featured on the back there, along with four more pictures of Iggy or something.
Yeah, this is the controversial...
No, just Iggy. It's just Iggy on the back. Oh, they maybe get a bit of Ron there.
No, it's pretty much just Iggy on the back.
Yeah.
But this record is one of those ones that, you know, I don't need to go, well, if it wasn't for this record, there wouldn't be this, this, or this.
Now, what am I playing it on that?
CD.
Oh, CD, right, I read it wrong. Okay.
We're going to play a CD of it.
Okay. Yeah. Well, we don't want to open up that precious 1,000 only vinyl, but this is the CD is the right mix, isn't it?
The CD is the right mix and a very similar master. This is a new Sundays master, or, well, a new cutting of it anyway.
Oh, bold.
This is one of those things that I'm going to say, we've got a few of them now, but we aren't going to be able to get them back again, so...
Listen to this! Where's your snare drum, mate? Yes. Dead on your skin and your fuck, aren't you? Yum.
Yeah.
I have nothing but awesome respect for that. Do you have to weigh in there with anything, Troy?
There's not much to say, really, is there?
Okay, so that's not... There's some twinkly little twinkly something in there.
It's like a glockenspiel, I think.
A glockenspiel, of course. Just in time for Halloween. Oh, there's all sorts of cool stuff in there. Wow.
So that's the David Bowie mix, the original mix, where all of that delay and echo you hear on both the vocal and the drums were a thing that Iggy has said was called a time tube that Bowie appeared with and said, oh, and Iggy
we
said
should use this time tube.
Yeah, Iggy said it looked like a bong, and what it was is you fed the signal down through it, and it came out sounding like that.
Woo-hoo-hoo!
I like it.
I like it very much as well. And you can, you know, once you get your head around it, you can hear it all in there, can't you?
Yeah, yeah. It's Raw Power is one of those records that I've never actually got sick of in all of the years that I've had it. I think it's magnificent.
Like I say, it's It's Raw Power by Iggy and the Stooges. It's like, what are you?
That's right.
You know, and today, I just think they're so great. I think they're so great, and I just think they hold up. Like you were just saying, Johnny, you read a review of Iggy playing last weekend or something, was it? At the please step up to the mic and tell us about that.
I think it was a gig in the California desert called Desert Days, and it was across 3 days. And Iggy Pop pretty much came out on top as the best thing to see over the 3 days of festival. And the lineup was ridiculous.
Even in that song, he's going, and you know, that still shits over most stuff that's on that band's right today, you know?
But you know, you think of it.
It's just right. It's right. It's a right.
I think he's still right now. He's over 70, but you know.
Yeah.
He's over 70.
I think you can pretty much be sure. I mean, Winston Peters is over 70.
Is he?
Just. I don't know. You know, whether that's a good comparison. Just saying.
Well, I don't know. Would you like to see Winston Peters on a stage with his shirt off, contorting himself,
going? Yes, I would. I'd pay good money to see that. It's never going to happen because he's Winston Peters, you know. But this is the different folks, different strokes, you know. Iggy Pop's out there playing a 3-day festival in the desert, and Winston Peters is sitting there mucking around waiting for the board meetings to happen. Yeah, different times.
I'll tell you what the similarity is that I saw at that Desert Days festival there was something called a cuddle pit.
A cuddle pit. There's been a few parties where I've tried to introduce a cuddle pit, and it can go either way.
I can imagine they've got one down in Parliament as well, haven't they?
Okay, what else we got there?
Right, let's go back a little bit further in the 60s. And
look at that big, beautiful collection.
Yes, well...
of moody heroin addicts. Now, could be anyone.
The Velvet Underground have been their compilation records have been well represented on CD over the last 20 years, but we haven't really had a compilation on vinyl. This one here comes out of Europe, and it's entitled The Velvet Underground Collected.
That's a good looking collection. That looks like a good, honest, straight down the gate collection. 3,000 copies on banana peel yellow vinyl.
There you go.
There you go. Just for the Warhol to check out there. Includes four-page booklet with liner notes, 180-gram audiophile vinyl.
Audiophile.
If you consider yourself an audiophile. And individually numbered. Yeah.
Now,
so two discs.
Yep. You remember we had that Marvin Gaye in the same series.
Can we open that up? Are we sealed? Is it sealed?
It is sealed, yeah.
I want to see that banana peel-coloured vinyl.
All right, okay. Maybe you can.
Are you sure? Sure. No, I mean, I don't want to. I don't want an audiophile to...
No, that's somewhat, right.
Yeah, no.
They might feel violated.
Yeah, they might feel...
Now,
shop-soiled seconds.
This Velvet Underground collection, it's basically the stuff that was originally on the MGM label, so there is nothing from Loaded on this one, right?
Okay.
So we're talking the first three albums, which is Velvet Underground and Nico, White Light, White Heat, and The Velvet Underground. And, as came out in the mid-80s, the... Rarities Lost Tapes collections,
sure,
which were VU and Another View. So apart from like side one being all of the Velvet Underground and Nico, well, not the whole album, but everything on side one is from that album. Side two, it's all stuff from White Light, White Heat. Side three, now that's where things get a bit muddled, because it does it kind of chronologically. So we have a lot of the VU stuff here, like Stephanie Says, Lisa Says, Candy Says. I know Candy Says is on the self-titled album.
Sure.
And fourth, going on to the fourth album, it goes from Pale Blue Eyes, which I think was better known as a Lou song, wasn't it? We're going to have a real good time together. Foggy Notion, which is another one of
Foggy Notion?
No, I don't think it goes like that.
No, I was just saying it's from every song. Foggy Notion.
But it really is like a cool collection. Even though everyone thinks, oh, yeah, we've all got Velvet Underground stuff, I'd be surprised if more than half of people had all of the Velvet Underground albums. They might have one or two. Could you refuse a collection on this?
That looks like a very looks like the right collection to own that one.
I think so too, and also I think it's a real tasteful picture of them.
That's what I mean.
Front.
That's what I mean. That's what I mean. They sure do look like a Dunedin band. A lot of Velvet Underground songs, you can really hear, like, you can really sort of distill where the music came from and how it's all somehow ended up there, you know what I mean?
I agree.
It's about like five really distinct influences there that have all come together in this crazy mishmash and sound really awesome.
I also like that you can hear what the room was like.
Yeah.
Like this studio, and it's not a nice one, is it?
Look at that. It'll do, you know?
Yeah.
I don't imagine they did a lot of overdubs either. I imagine once you've done your bit, you're moving on to whatever else that you need to get done that day. Trying to assemble them for those backing vocals would have been quite hard, I think. It's herding cats, you know?
It's Corral, those ones, yeah. What do you think this sounded like in 1967?
That's what I mean. It's just like, it's just, it's like the Stooges are the same sort of band as well. Sort of, you can go, well, there's some really old Little Richard rock and roll in there. There's some blues in there. There's some black stuff. There's some white stuff. There's some country. There's some, you know, it's like, it's an interesting era for music, eh? For that respect, you know? And then that bloody distorted guitar. Goodness me.
Mixed louder than the rest of the record put together.
And a good dose of I Don't Give a Fuck. A little bit wanting to be the bad boys, and girls.
Yep, and girls.
Yeah, and like a good dose of anti-establishment in there, eh? But good hard squeeze of haha, we're not our parents.
And also a touch of intellectual avant-garde.
Yeah.
If everything theory, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, come on, Lou.
See, that's going to sound great coming out of any high-fidelity sound system, isn't it?
Absolutely. That's what audiophile vinyl is for.
Yeah.
Masterful recordings like this.
All right. Glad I heard you call my name by the Velvet Underground off of the Velvet Underground collection.
Yes. Originally,
collected or collection?
Collected. Now, I brought this in this week because it's not out till next week, but I figured because it's limited, there'll be people who want it. If you want it... call up the shop or come into the shop and put your name down. We'll make sure you get one of these banana peel yellow vinyls.
Double vinyl.
Double, yes. Ouch.
You can get a cream for that, I think.
I think so.
Cream on that.
Originally from White Light, White Heat, of course. Anyway, moving on to some more hideous racket. More horribly loud, uncontrollable, awful...
bilge rock, no.
The new album from Fortet is entitled New Energy. New Energy.
Wow.
Now, the last Fortet record, was that...
How do you spell new? N-E-W or N-U?
No, that is N-E-W.
Not New Energy.
It's not New Energy.
Urban. New Urban.
New Energy.
Intelligent drum and bass.
Oh, God. Was the last Fortet record, was that Morning Evening? Was that the last one?
I can't remember.
I think it might have been. Anyway, that one there...
He squeaks them out and then he does a few remixes and, you know, he does all sorts of... He just plays the game he wants to play.
He does. Yeah. Well, 2 weeks ago, there was a quotation marks test pressing was released on text 044 was the catalogue number. And what it was a one-sided 12-inch, just had a question mark on it. It was released under the name KH, Kieran Hebden, Fortet.
Sure.
And it was a re-edit remix of his, of not his, I think it was it Bobby Powell's Question? I think it was, yeah. Kind of a soul track prefiguring house music.
Wow.
But that came out like a couple of weeks ago. It was already completely sold out everywhere.
Yep.
And you'd think, right, so that's what the new Fortet album is going to sound like. Oh, hang on, no, it's not at all.
Okay.
The new Fortet album is I don't know, where I don't want to say ambient. I don't want to say new age.
I was just going to say it's got a little bit of a new age, Peter Gabriel's... record company?
Real World.
Real World. It's got a bit of Real World vibe to it. Straight away on the pickup there. Created on a laptop computer using Ableton Live software to control and mix VST plugins as well as some manipulations of audio recordings.
Huh. Okay. Yeah, so yeah, that sounds thrilling, doesn't it? It doesn't sound thrilling, but guess what? It's not as boring as describing it like that at all. A couple of guests on this record as well. Not on this tune, though. This one here is entitled 2017. Now, I think he put this out on SoundCloud or something in August. already you're going to notice that he's moved away from the steps he took towards the dance floor over the last couple of years. Already it sounds like one of those things where you cup your chin in your hands and go, oh, is that a dulcimer?
Ah, is that a dulcimer? Am I in a high-end fashion boutique browsing through clothes I can't afford?
Oh, is that the reason? So I think what you have on new energy is that the energy is referring to, I think, is possibly like, what's that meditative sort of energy that you tap into?
Chi.
That.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Oh, very pleasant.
Yeah.
Not overly, I mean, it's hard going from Iggy and the Stooges and Velvet Underground jump into this.
And I always imagine, like, what would make me put this sort of tune on, and a massive come down would
right?
Maybe.
You wouldn't.
Yeah,
you
like, I've got some really beautiful Balinese traditional sort of, ding, 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 like, sort of, health retreat music that I would go to before I'd go to this sort of thing.
All right, I understand.
It's nice. I like, and soundtrack wise, it's nice. And it's sort of, but it paints a nice. It's landscape music. I call it sort of. You know what I mean? You close your eyes and you imagine. Well, I don't want to imagine that. I actually imagine a guy on a soccer field beating a snare drum just by himself. That's weird.
You don't feel that it's kind of immersive music.
Swimming, it's very swimmy.
Rather than having it, like, with something like Muzak, you put it completely in the background. With this, you would put yourself right in the middle of it.
Yeah, yeah. I just wonder when I would be in that place.
Well, you're a busy man.
And also, too, and I get all amped up about stuff.
I think it's pretty good.
Yeah, it's nice. It's beautifully done.
It's on. He's pressed it onto a double LP. Oh yeah, I wanted to tell you who the guests were. Caitlin Aurelia Smith plays modular synth on one of these.
Modular
tunes.
Synth, good, yep.
And Tom Baker, not the former Doctor Who Tom Baker.
The scarf and the hat,
but a different one. Do you remember when he came up to BFM that time?
I don't remember that. Did he?
Yeah, he came up, and weirdly enough, he went. He walked around everyone's desk saying hello and chatting to them, and nobody knew who he was. Well, most.
I remember bumping into old. Is that Buffalo Stance? Nina Cherry.
Oh
just
yeah.
Around at the secondary sink.
That's right.
Went, oh whoa, whoa, hello, hi. Hello, how are you going? Yeah, mate. You're really pretty. All right, well, that's Fortet 2017, yep. And I remember Imogen Heap walking around everyone's desk and saying hello to them as well.
In fact, I think Imogen Heap went around kissing people or shaking hands.
I wish she went
really
around
weird.
And kissed me. That would have been nice. I was sitting at that desk right there. She'd kiss me. Just saying. That would have been inappropriate, I think, Lillian. Anyway, but Troy, so 2017, the new Fortet album's out.
Yep, New Energy is the title of it. It's out tomorrow worldwide.
And are we double there or single?
No, it's a double album.
Double album.
Double album, yep. Of 12 different, 13 different compositions.
Great. How's for that? Audiophiles.
Isn't it just?
Hey, Troy, thank you very much for coming in. See you again this time next week. Have a wonderful week there at the store.
Thank you.
From the crate, thanks to Southbound Records, 132 Simon Street, next to T White Spikes.